Local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Another hot one on the way today, and highs in the 90s, heat indices higher than that, 74 now at FM Talk 106.5. Also top of the stack on our website, fmtalk1065.com. Three big things. GOP warns time's running out for Kavanaugh's accuser to talk. We'll get some commentary from Alabama Senator Doug Jones in just a little bit. Also, could the Hank be demolished? Hank Aaron Stadium, owned by the city, the property not owned by the city, and the memorial service set for World War II veteran and local hero Glenn Frazier. We'll talk about those stories and more on the way. First, let's check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic.
From the JubileeRoofing.com traffic center, still slow at Moffitt and Knollwood. That's going to be right by the Hardee's as they've got an accident. Traffic's backing up just a little bit in the clearing stages. Theodore, no problems all the way downtown. From the tunnels to Bayway, the causeway looks like it's a good ride in for the Eastern Shore. Regional Home Center Mobile at 7251 Moffitt Road in Mobile offers more room for you and your family. With up to 2,850 square feet. See the brand new 4-bedroom, 2-bath Patriot the Revere double wide and pre-qualify online at mobilehomecenter.ms. Call 649-2077. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly sunny skies today with isolated thunderstorms. Highs will be in the lower 90s. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, a few afternoon thunderstorms with highs in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Boo Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
FM Talk 106.5. This segment of the show brought to you by 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Online at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. You've got honey-do lists stacked up high. Bring the pros in to make it go away quickly. If it involves junk, it gets a lot of help when you bring Trey Bennett and the crew in. You got stuff at your office you need to get rid of. You've got a storage unit full. You've got a junk room instead of a junk drawer. They get it. You got stuff outside. You got a outdoor shed that you want to get the stuff out of. Heck, maybe you want to get rid of the whole shed. They can handle that. A swing set in the yard, whatever it is. You've got junk, you need it gone. You need 1-800-GOT-JUNK online at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. That is Trey Bennett and the local crew. And they'll send an actual appointment time, an actual time on an actual day, not a spectrum of time. And they'll be there when they say they are, and the price it quotes you, that's the price you pay, even if the job turns out to be bigger than they thought it was. 1-800-GOT-JUNK online at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. Time for headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Slocum police need your help this morning. A 63-year-old man has not been seen since Tuesday. Police say 63-year-old Johnny Frank Thompson was last seen at a home on Lewis Road in Slocum Tuesday, just before he left to run some errands and then traveled to Dothan. And because he could be anywhere in the state, that's why we're helping to get the message out. Police say he may be driving a 2001 silver Ford Mustang GT with an Alabama tag which reads 34AV461. Thompson may suffer from a condition which may impair his judgment. That's according to the Alabama Law Enforcement Agency. They say he's a white male with brown hair and brown eyes. He weighs about 153 pounds and stands 5 feet 9 inches tall. He was last seen wearing a white t-shirt and blue jeans. If you have information, call police. News from our nation's capital, as Senator Doug Jones says he is concerned that the Senate Judiciary Committee's plan to question the woman accusing U.S. Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh of sexual assault, well, he's concerned that it will become a spectacle next week, saying, "I am afraid that it will just be a spectacle and not a fact-finding mission." That was a quote from the senator earlier this week, saying that if the hearing is on Monday, it's very important that we get a, quote, full and fair investigation. What's happening right now is, in my view, unconscionable. Now, Professor Christine Ford claims that when she and the Supreme Court nominee were teenagers in the early 1980s, that he pushed her onto a bed and held her, groped her and put his hand over her mouth to prevent her from screaming. Kavanaugh has denied these allegations and even denies being at the party where Ford says this all happened. Professor Ford wants the FBI to investigate the claims and delay her planned testimony, but the Senate Judiciary Committee does not agree and says she has until tomorrow at 10 a.m. to let them know if she will in fact testify on Monday. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
At 10 minutes after 7 o'clock, and like Kelly said, Senate Judiciary Chairman Chuck Grassley has set 10 o'clock tomorrow as the deadline for Christine Blasey Ford's legal team to respond to his request for her to speak to the committee regarding her sexual assault allegations against Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. In a letter to the committee's ranking Democrat, Senator Dianne Feinstein of California, Grassley also asked for an unredacted version of the original letter Ford sent to Feinstein about the alleged incident. Ford's private letter to Feinstein alleged that at a party during their high school years, Kavanaugh pushed her into a bedroom, tried to remove her clothes, and put his hand over her mouth when she tried to scream. If Ford chooses not to speak to the committee, the hearing Grassley had scheduled for Monday would likely be canceled, and the panel could move to vote by midweek. Sources also cautioning that the planning is still fluid and could change given how tumultuous the confirmation process has been. Here's comment from Alabama Senator Doug Jones.
Dr. Ford is doing the appropriate thing. Dr. Ford is being reasonable. I think she needs to have the respect of the committee to let this play out and to do an investigation. That is not unreasonable to say. It's unreasonable for the committee to force her hand without doing the appropriate investigation, in my opinion. And I think that they jumped the gun on this, and I would like to see an investigation done. The FBI is equipped to do it.
I'll tell you the other part of this that is very interesting that is not being reported many places. We had it yesterday on the Midday Show that the Republican Senator Richard Shelby is doing a little foot dragging. Just wait and see. I'm not sure. We'll get investigation. This is going to be interesting. We'll talk more about this coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, 7:13. We'll check in with News 5 next.
I'm Dr. Connie Uzell at Southern Cancer Center. As oncologists, we form deep bonds with our patients. One of my favorite things is when patients come in a few years after their cancer treatment. Oftentimes they will ask me, "What year was that? When was my chemotherapy?" And I smile really big because I know that it's in their rearview mirror. It's a fading memory. Come see the difference at Southern Cancer Center, navigating you from patient to survivor.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Several shootings across Mobile have people on alert. We first told you Monday about a woman who found a bullet hole inside of her home inches from where she had been getting water before bed. From Saturday to Monday, six people called police saying shots were fired into their homes. In Maysville, 72-year-old Mary Lott was sitting at home watching TV when she heard gunshots. A neighbor counted 19 markers for bullet casings while police were investigating.
The parents can't do anything about it. They ought to do something about the parents.
A woman was robbed and pistol whipped in Midtown Mobile. It happened inside the woman's home on Ray off Sage Avenue Friday night. It's not far from where three people were shot during a robbery at a Chevron gas station. Mobile police say several masked intruders came into the home, robbed a woman, and hit her in the head with a gun. The woman was not seriously injured. Three other people were also in the home. The Navy has given Mobile shipbuilder Austal contracts to build two more littoral combat ships, LCS 32 and 34. It means a stable workforce to the company's 4,000 workers through 2023. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
This is Rona McSherry from McSherry's Irish Pub and Restaurant in downtown Fairhope, where you can enjoy great food at a great price, meet your mates for a pint and a chat, or dance the night away with our live DJ on Friday and Saturday nights. We have a lovely atmosphere, a large patio with big screen TVs, and it is said the best Reuben sandwich this side of the River Shannon. We open at 3 p.m. and close at 2 a.m. So come on down for a wee taste of Ireland at McSherry's Irish Pub in Fairhope, Alabama.
Writing from the heart of Mobile, Fry Gilliard and Roy Hoffman, two award-winning authors born and raised in Mobile, will talk about how growing up in the port city shaped their perspectives and careers as writers. Gilliard's latest book is A Hard Rain, America in the 1960s, and Hoffman will reflect on his prize-winning novel, Almost Family. Join them Sunday, September 30th, 2 p.m. at the Ben May Main Library downtown. Light refreshments and book signings follow. 208-7097 for more.
7:75 now at FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Good morning, Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig. Dr. Bill's got our forecast on the way. Kane's got traffic, and Kelly's got our headlines. Now time to check sports on the plains with Auburn Sports Today, brought to you by the Rolling Tigers Booster Club and Papa Murphy's.
From the Auburn Sports Network, Alpha Insurance presents Auburn Sports Today. Here's Brad Law.
Okay, it's Thursday. That means Tiger Talk. Rick Nold, Auburn volleyball coach, will be on the show. He'll talk about tomorrow's SEC opener against Tennessee.
We've always been a pretty balanced offense, which makes you tougher to play. You know, I mean, you have to honor everybody and tougher to scheme against. And I think they're that type of a team.
Tonight's show starts at 6. Tomorrow's match begins at 7. Now this from Alpha Insurance.
Finding a good song can be tricky, but finding affordable life insurance to fit your needs shouldn't be. From kids to retirees, Alpha offers a variety of life insurance products that can be used to cover debt, education costs, or other expenses. There's even a policy that gives you money back if you don't file a claim. Let Alpha design a plan that fits your needs and your budget. Find your local agent online at alphainsurance.com.
Gus Malzahn will also be on the stage at Tiger Talk tonight. More from the head coach on Saturday's clash with Arkansas.
You have tunnel vision. You can't worry about last week. You can't worry about the next week. You can't worry about how good this team's playing or that team. You better worry about that. So that's the simple answer to it. I think we've got a better enough team to understand that in our conference, in this league, it doesn't matter what happened in the past. You're going to get the group's best. And then I think, too, you know, coming off a tough loss also helps with that kind of deal. I mean, we're expecting our best. We need to play well.
Saturday's game kicks at 6:30 inside Jordan-Hare. One more guest on Tiger Talk tonight, Bruce Pearl, talking about tip-off at Toomers. Don't miss the show tonight at 6. Until tomorrow, I'm Brad Law for Auburn Sports Today.
Mark your calendars. It's the 5th annual Rolling Tigers Booster Club Bash. Support Auburn University Wheelchair Basketball. November 14th from 6 till 9 p.m. at St. Dominic's Murphy Center. Enjoy great music, delicious food and drink catered by Bay Gourmet, and be entered for the $10,000 drawdown. Tickets are $100 per couple and are available at Rim Animal Clinic. A great time with great people supporting Auburn Wheelchair Basketball and a chance to win $10,000. Don't miss the annual Rolling Tigers Booster Club Bash. Call Rim Animal Clinic for your ticket today.
Papa Murphy's understands your busy schedule. Control dinner on your schedule. No waiting for a greasy box of delivery pizza. Turn knob, get pizza. Choose a signature recipe or get creative with fresh meats and veggies. Pile on the pepperoni and cheese or go flat out gourmet. Add Papa Murphy's cookie dough and make it a meal. 7 locations, Airport Boulevard, Hillcrest at Cottage Hill, Daphne, Foley, Sims, and Government at Azalea. Fresh, easy, delicious. Papa Murphy's.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly sunny skies today with isolated thunderstorms. Highs will be in the lower 90s. Today, mostly clear, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, a few afternoon thunderstorms with highs in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
When you need home, auto, or business insurance, do it with Truett. Truett Insurance and Bonding is an independent agent representing many different insurance companies. That means more options to best fit your situation. At the intersection of Friendship and County Road 64 in Daphne, call Truett Insurance and Bonding at 625-2600. That's 625-2600. Or go to truettinsurance.com for more information. So, for all your insurance needs, remember Truett Insurance and Bonding, and do it with Truett today.
My mom's a breast cancer survivor. The United Breast Cancer Foundation saved her life. Their free breast cancer exam caught the cancer early, and it saved her life. But now the foundation needs your help so they can continue offering free or low-cost breast screening exams, saving more women's lives. Help them by donating your car, whether it's running or not. They'll provide fast, free 24-hour pickup, and you receive a charitable tax deduction, plus the great feeling you'll get knowing your donated car is going to help save more lives. Just call 800-526-7406 to set the wheels in motion. They take cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, running or not. Call 800-526-7406. The United Breast Cancer Foundation needs your help, and your donation could literally save women's lives, helping them catch breast cancer early, like they did with my mom. Donate today. 800-526-7406. That's 800-526-7406.
Good morning, everyone. For the JubileeRoofing.com traffic center, already seeing delays on Moffitt and Mary G. Montgomery High School. Also got that accident just by the Hardee's, finally cleared up by Moffitt and 65. Delays continue as you're traveling from the 65 split in downtown, but no major backups as you're traveling across to Bainway. It's a good ride from Daphne, Fairhope, and Spanish Ford with no new wrecks in the roadways. Get your South Alabama football season tickets today. Season tickets start at only $60. Home schedule includes Alabama State at Troy on Tuesday, October 23rd on ESPN2. Find your tickets at usajaguars.com. Go Jags! And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
721 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings Thursday style. Glad to have you along. Dr. Bill is going to join us in just a little bit. Plus, Captain Bobby Aberscato with the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report about 30 minutes from right now. And by the way, too, it is a big time going on right now at Cottage Hill Package with the, first of all, they got the opening of their new cigar lounge, Havana Rays Cigar Shop. And also, they have great craft beers on the shelves back at the home office at Cottage Hill Package. Name a few here, some new ones. Dewclaw, Into the Fire. Also, their Strawberry Letter 23 Tart Strawberry IPA. Their Sweet Baby Jesus Chocolate Peanut Butter Porter, their Heretic Make America Juicy Again IPA. The names are so great. What fun it is to work in craft beer and name beers. So when you go to restock your refrigerator after last weekend's football games and get ready for this weekend, head to Cottage Hill Package. You can do that tonight or tomorrow night while you're there. Great events happening. Sweetwater Brewery. Brewery is bringing Jeff Bacon in. He will be set up with a mini bar on the sales floor sampling some of the new Sweetwater brews. Their 420 strain, their G13 IPA, and their Hazy IPA. Then Emily from Boston Beer Company, you know, Sam Adams, is going to be there for their Sam Adams Oktoberfest tasting and Stein hoisting competition in the back bar with their Sam Adams Oktoberfest, Sam Adams 76 Golden Lager, their Angry Orchard Crisp Apple Cider, their Angry Orchard Rose Cider, and that's going to be happening tonight. So you got great events that happen. Those free events happen at 6. Of course, they're open for you during the day to stock up on some great craft beers and some new ones arriving daily to get you ready for the weekend. Cottage Hill Package, corner of Cottage Hill and Hillcrest, online at cottagehillpackage.com. Also, just search Cottage Hill Package on Facebook and go see them now at the new facility, too, Havana Rays Cigar Shop and Lounge in Midtown. 7:23, time to check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Restaurant goers in Florida were not happy with their governor, even booing him out of a restaurant. Protesters say that they want some answers to what Florida Governor Rick Scott plans to do about the state's red tide issue. One person taking to Twitter saying, at FLGov, Scott exits back door after just 10 minutes in restaurant, crowd booing and shouting coward. That Twitter handle was at Zach J. Anderson. The governor is running for Senate and was making a campaign stop in Venice, Florida when protesters were outside of that restaurant. According to the Sarasota Herald Tribune, they say Scott avoided the protesters by entering the restaurant through the back door, but left just 10 minutes later as members of the crowd shouted coward. His supporters, though, they held up signs as well and chanted the Republican governor's name. The protesters are criticizing Scott for cutting funding for environmental agencies, claiming the measures could have minimized the ongoing red tide issue. Red tide can cause severe health problems for those with COPD, asthma, or anyone with lung conditions. There have also been reports of respiratory illnesses related to red tide exposure, and fish kills were reported in multiple counties as well. More hurricane relief heads to North Carolina thanks to 20 nurses and 2 logistics specialists from the Alabama Department of Public Health. The goal is to assist people who have been displaced by Hurricane Florence. 2 nursing strike teams based in Montgomery left for North Carolina Saturday for a deployment which could last up to 2 weeks. The Alabama Emergency Management Agency also sent people and resources to North Carolina, including a responder from Mobile County. The group says we're very proud of what they're doing. We're getting reports from them daily. The teams are stationed in Goldsboro, North Carolina, and Bolivia, North Carolina. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thanks, Kelly. 725 FM Talk 106.5. You know, the talk about the red tide, we kind of went into depth last hour about what occurs. And you know, it's gotten as close as Bay County, which is PCB, baby, Panama City. But no sign of it here yet, but it is as close as Panama City. Real big deal. Think about it. If you're in the tourism business in Florida, you know, you rent boogie boards or beach chairs or whatever, and that has your beach shut down from red tide. That is tough.
How is it affecting the fishing industry? Is it
it kills a lot of fish, but I mean, it's going to be usually right there along the shoreline, so it depends on the species. You'll see fish that are going to be right there on the shoreline or within, you know, a mile or so, they're going to get hit harder. Ones that are deeper won't get hit as hard. And these red tides can last. Florida's had some red tides that have lasted a year and a half or so in the past. This one's been going on since November of last year, and it hasn't broken. Usually a hurricane or something like that can break them. Currents can change. Wintertime can make it abate, but also hurricanes can bring them on. And that's why I'm wondering, you know, issues like you see the flooding in the Carolinas now, when there's a bunch of flooding, can bring a lot more nutrients out at one time, and this algae bloom picks up the nutrients. There's more, the algae then reproduces. Mm-hmm. There's more, and you have red tide issues. So yeah, we'll talk more about that coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. Because there's a lot to this story. Also, I want to put a note here. Let's see where to go. All right, coming up in the 8 o'clock hour too, I want to talk more about what we discussed yesterday with the Hank Aaron Stadium and the contract with McGowan Properties. I had Mobile City Councilman John Williams in with me during the midday show yesterday from Out at the Cart Doctor. And so I feel a little bit better, I guess, in the fact that I have been, I assumed, which we all know what that does, I assumed all these years when I talked about the city owning Hank Aaron Stadium, that meant it owned the property underneath.
You'd think so.
You'd be wrong. So we'll talk more about that coming up after 8 o'clock. And also, let's celebrate what today is. Well, there's a couple things, and we're going to celebrate them. Number one, it's Dalton's birthday. Happy birthday, Dalton.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
It's also National Pepperoni Pizza Day.
I planned it that way.
So, by the way, National Pepperoni Pizza Day. If you're going to celebrate how you do it, they have a little note here. How do you celebrate?
Eat pepperoni.
Yes, eat pepperoni pizza.
I knew that.
That's shocking. but they did put in an interesting survey here. They said there's a new survey out about what people like on their pizza. 66% of people say they like pepperoni. That makes it the most popular pizza topping. It does mean, though, 1/3 of the people they surveyed don't like pepperoni.
Mm.
I don't know how you... Sausage came in second. Okay, I'll have sausage.
I do like
mushrooms
that.
Came in third.
Okay, yep. Mushrooms big in the news this week.
Yes. I'm not good with that. Bacon came in fourth.
Yeah, that's. I like the pepperoni and bacon together.
Yeah.
It's my specialty.
Yeah. Let's get as much pig on there as we can. 98% of people surveyed. This may be the highest we've ever heard for a food. 98% of the people say they like pizza. Good for them. 22% said they can eat an entire pizza on their own. Yeah, but it doesn't say what size.
Yeah. I can eat the biggest pizza on my own.
And finally, 3% say they'd rather eat pizza than be in a relationship. You know, some days that's, it might be part of the 3%. You never know.
Yeah.
Pizza is pretty good.
If that's the case, you do have a relationship.
With pizza.
With pizza.
Yeah, so there you go. And it is, Dalton's birthday today. So happy birthday, man.
Thank you.
What are you going to do?
You're working. A little bit of radio. might watch some NFL football tonight. Might maybe watch some college football. You know, same old, same old. But I am happy to be joining the 27 Club.
There you go. You're in. All right. We'll be right back.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore. When the world seems to shine like you've had too much wine, that's amore. Bells will ring, ting-a-ling-a-ling, ting-a-ling-a-ling, and you'll sing Vita Bella. Hearts will play, tippy-tippy-tay, tippy-tippy-tay, like a guitarandella.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A second person is in jail connected to a triple shooting at a gas station in Mobile. 19-year-old Chiquez Ludgood was arrested Wednesday morning for robbery. Police say Ludgood conspired with Emmanuel McAlpine to rob the gas station on South Sage Avenue on July 31st. During that robbery, a man police say was McAlpine shot three people at close range. All survived. Police say Ludgood admitted to conspiring with McAlpine to rob the Chevron gas station and provided the gun used in the robbery. A Mobile County grand jury will decide if a homeowner will be charged in a shooting. Two suspected burglars were shot after they were confronted Wednesday at a home on Paget Switch Road at Roy E. Ray Airport Road. Investigators say Travis Carter is expected to be released from a hospital today. He was shot in the head. Craig Cumbie was found about a mile away from the home and taken into custody. Both men are expected to be charged with burglary. A former Baldwin County school bus driver has pleaded guilty to driving her bus drunk with two dozen kids on board last May. Vicki Patrick was sentenced to 2 weeks behind bars. Her driver's license will be suspended for a year. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Double rebates. That's right, double rebates. Up to $400 off. Now available at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes on all Liberty Colonial models and up. Unbelievable savings on clearance models with instant cash rebates, free accessories, up to $150, free ground floor delivery up to 50 miles, and 0% interest with approved credit. Now's the time to save on a Liberty Safe at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. The best and largest selection of safes on the Gulf Coast. Own peace of mind. Own a Liberty Safe from Mike Ward's. That's exit 5B Moffitt and I-65 in Mobile. Just look for the giant Liberty safe.
The North Korea ball is thoroughly back in Washington's court. That's the message from South Korean President Moon Jae-in this morning. Returning from Pyongyang and talks with Kim Jong-un, Moon says Kim wants to meet as soon as possible with President Trump. Republicans say time is running out for Brett Kavanaugh's accuser to tell Congress about her claim that he sexually assaulted her. Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Chuck Grassley gives Christine Blasey Ford until tomorrow morning at 10 to say whether she'll show up on Monday with no FBI investigation. Abby Phillip with reaction.
Ford's attorneys writing, the committee's stated plan to move forward with a hearing that has only two witnesses is not a fair or good faith investigation. The rush to a hearing is unnecessary and contrary to the committee discovering the truth.
Accused Mexican drug lord Joaquin El Chapo Guzman faces a judge today before his fall trial. They'll discuss jury selection. El Chapo's lawyers are also trying to push back the start of the trial. Stock futures holding big gains, the Dow up 125. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. U.S. companies repatriated $169.5 billion in foreign profits between April and June, more than in most periods, but underscoring a cautious approach to shifting huge sums across borders. While the report met analysts' expectations, it still trailed public promises made in the lead-up to the legislative overhaul. Facing a deadline at the end of the month, U.S. and Canadian negotiators are working long hours to keep Canada in a North American trade bloc. Canada's Minister of Foreign Affairs, Chrystia Freeland, resumed talks yesterday with U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer. The U.S. and Mexico reached a preliminary deal last month designed in part to shift more auto production to the U.S., but Canada was not part of the agreement. Nestle says it may sell its skin health unit, the latest move by the Swiss packaged foods giant to narrow its focus to food and beverages. The skin health division includes face care products, Cetaphil and Proactiv. On Wall Street, futures modestly higher. That's Your Money Now.
The clock is ticking. Every day you put off buying life insurance can cost you big time. The older you get, the more you'll have to pay. And a sudden accident or unexpected illness could cause your rates to skyrocket or even make you uninsurable. Beat the clock. Call SelectQuote now. No hassle, no obligation. In minutes, you'll have a choice of your best rates from up to 10 highly rated life insurance companies. Richard, 40 years old, takes meds to control his cholesterol. Still, SelectQuote got him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. Under a dollar a day. Don't risk your family's security another minute. Get your free quote now. Just call 800-569-2121. That's 800-569-2121. 800-569-2121. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
From the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department, now working accidents at Airport and Wesley Avenue. Also got one at Old Shell and Upham and Moffitt and Houseferry. That's with injuries. I just got one that just happened a few minutes ago as well. Cottage Hill just west of Hillcrest. So several accidents and the clearing stages. Be careful. No real delays across the Bayway or the Causeway. Football and pizza are something special at Papa Murphy's. The biggest, baddest pizza is now on sale. The five meat stuffed pizza is only $12. This is football pizza. Make any day a game day with pizza at Papa Murphy's. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
735 FM Talk 106.5. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
Okay, this is getting to be a little much. I mean, I know it's September is still a hot month around here, but September is putting August to shame right now.
It sure is. I mean, we had several days in a row now at 96 degrees, and that was the temperature yesterday, and that's all about 10 degrees above normal. We should normally be in the 80s now with some readings at night in the 60s, but that just has not occurred, and I don't see that until next week, where at least we're going to see those high temperatures drop down into the 80s. We've got a big high pressure system now that extends from the northern Appalachians all the way to the Gulf Coast, and that's keeping the whole region, our whole area of the South, well above normal. But that high is going to start to break down, and with that will come the lower temperatures and an increase in thunderstorm activity. So today, another very warm day, up around 92, possibly 93 degrees, not quite like yesterday. And there's a slight chance we could see a thunderstorm develop this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, about 75 for a low. And then tomorrow, another day with plenty of sunshine, with a few afternoon thunderstorms, and we'll be in the low 90s. But then over the weekend, we'll start to see those high temperatures drop about 90 degrees for Saturday and Sunday, and with a good chance for some afternoon thunderstorms. And then early next week, we get into the 80s. We'd be partly cloudy with a good chance for afternoon thunderstorms and highs about 87 to 88 degrees, which brings us pretty close to normal.
Wow. All right, Dr. Bill, what about the tropics? What are you watching there?
Right now, there's a tropical wave about halfway between the Caribbean and the coast of Africa. It could develop a little bit, but conditions are not favorable for any significant strengthening of that system. We'll continue to watch it. And another tropical wave now moving off the African coast. So it may start to pick up again. That one remaining storm, Joyce, has dissipated over the eastern Atlantic. So at the moment, we don't have any named storms across the Atlantic Basin.
Let's keep it that way.
Okay.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
All right, Sean.
Staff meteorologist and tropical weather expert, Dr. Bill Williams, of course, his forecast for you all year long and his focus on the tropics all hurricane season long and exclusively here at FM Talk 106.5. All right. Oh, somebody said, speaking of red tides, you see the fire ants story.
Mm-mm.
Okay, so that's one of the side stories for the flooding going on after Florence in the Carolinas are these floating masses of fire ants. And, you know, they form this island and they float around. I've seen this many times.
Yeah, I've seen it before. It's scary.
Well,
I don't like it.
Well, I've run into it point blank. I could tell you. Oh, yeah. So stories, you know, along the Alabama and Tombigbee River, when the river starts to come up and flood, and we would be in a place to go duck hunting in the morning. And you got your waders on there, and you wade off into it, and you, in the dark, you don't realize that you've nudged up against one of these floating islands of fire ants. And then they begin their process of climbing up your waders and into your jacket and all these places. And you think, because there's some kind of, I swear there's a bullhorn that they have that they go, okay, everybody sting now.
It's like they found their own island, so they're going to inhabit it.
Oh, yes. They do that. Anything those little floating islands hit, a tree or a pile of debris or whatever, then they go there. But if they run into you, they start crawling all over you. But the weird thing is, it's not like one will bite you, sting you right away, so you know. They get all over you. And it's in the dark now. And you're standing there, right? And then they all go to sting it at the same time. And, you know, there I am looking like I'm doing St. Vitus's dance, you know, in waist-deep water. It was quite a look.
It's like the Patriot. They say don't strike until you see the white in
their
eyes.
Well, that's what the answer is. They don't sting until you see the white of his skin, and we're all in there. But, yeah, so they got these floating, I guess it's I mean, where a lot of us here in the South have been around floodwater, used to seeing these floating islands of fire ants. USA Today and others are reporting it like this anomaly that is, we know about this, it's not good.
Yeah.
So that's one of the issues they see there in the flooding, which is still going on. It's ongoing, water still coming up in some places in the Carolinas. And pray for those folks, and we'll talk more about how you can help and donate with them, and also what we're doing here locally, Mobile County Sheriff's Office there, with the food truck cooking for the deputies there in New Hanover County, which is Wilmington, North Carolina. We'll talk to Lori Miles from the Sheriff's Department about that coming up. At 7:39, we'll check headlines with Kelly next.
Where can you find the tools you need to get the job done and get it done right?
Gulf Coast Tools in Foley.
With a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, we've got it, including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. Gulf Coast Tools is invested in helping you succeed and save money. Do-it-yourselfers and professionals know where to go. Locally owned and operated Gulf Coast Tools. Tailgating season is here, and Gulf Coast Tools is your authorized Big Green Egg dealer offering all sizes and accessories. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley.
FM Talk 106.5, and time for headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. To be able to tweet or not to tweet, that is the issue. As three people sue Secretary of State John Merrill because he blocked them on Twitter. The claim filed Wednesday by the American Civil Liberties Union of Alabama says Merrill violated their First Amendment rights by blocking them from interacting with his official @JohnHMerrill account. And that is a violation of the First Amendment, and the move, quote, discriminates against his own constituents. They go on to say, quote, when a government official intentionally opens up a public conversation, that official can't block individuals from joining the conversation because of the views that are expressed. The Secretary of State, though, tells AL.com that this was, quote, a political hack job, saying, I hope what you'll do is what I've asked you to do in the past, and that's to put my cell phone number in the paper, 334-328-2787, because anyone in the state that wants to get in touch with me can call me on my cell phone. Stephen Gregory, an attorney for the plaintiffs, well, he says, quote, the First Amendment protects everyone's right to participate in political speech without regard to political viewpoint, and that the Alabama Secretary of State should engage in protecting that right on his Twitter account, not suppressing it by blocking inoffensive content. Your grocery experience about to get better as Aldi announces that they are teaming up with Instacart to offer online grocery delivery nationwide. The test program is happening in Atlanta, Chicago, Dallas, and Los Angeles, but will soon expand to 35 states, going live by Thanksgiving and more than 5,000 zip codes. Just download the Instacart app, and at checkout, customers can choose a delivery window anywhere from an hour up to 1 week later. The company says they're also going to test curbside pickup in November. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Papa Murphy's understands your busy schedule. Control dinner on your schedule. No waiting for a greasy box of delivery pizza. Turn knob, get pizza. Choose a signature recipe or get creative with fresh meats and veggies. Pile on the pepperoni and cheese or go flat out gourmet. Add Papa Murphy's cookie dough and make it a meal. 7 locations, Airport Boulevard, Hillcrest at Cottage Hill, Daphne, Foley, Sims, and Government at Azalea. Fresh, easy, delicious. Papa Murphy.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Several shootings across Mobile have people on alert. We first told you Monday about a woman who found a bullet hole inside of her home, inches from where she had been getting water before bed. From Saturday to Monday, six people called police saying shots were fired into their homes. In Maysville, 72-year-old Mary Lott was sitting at home watching TV when she heard gunshots. A neighbor counted 19 markers for bullet casings while police were investigating.
The parents can't do anything about it. They ought to do something about the parents.
A woman was robbed and pistol-whipped in Midtown Mobile. It happened inside the woman's home on Ray off Sage Avenue Friday night. It's not far from where three people were shot during a robbery at a Chevron gas station. Mobile police say several masked intruders came into the home, robbed a woman, and hit her in the head with a gun. The woman was not seriously injured. Three other people were also in the home. The Navy has given Mobile shipbuilder Austal contracts to build two more littoral combat ships, LCS 32 and 34. It means a stable workforce to the company's 4,000 workers through 2023. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
7:44 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. In the major leagues on Wednesday, the Atlanta Braves ended a four-game losing streak with a 7-3 win over St. Louis. Atlanta's Freddie Freeman had a big day. Here's Freeman's go-ahead two-run homer in the fourth inning.
Fly ball well hit left center field. Bader on the run at the track. It's out of here.
Freeman finished 3-for-3 with 3 RBI yesterday. He spoke with the media after the game about the win.
We needed to feel what winning was like again. We sometimes you get caught up in magic numbers and stuff like that. I thought we did a good job of tuning that out today and going out there and playing a quality baseball game. We got the win.
Those cuts courtesy of Fox Sports South. The Braves are one game closer to clinching the NL East, but they did not create any further separation from Philadelphia after the Phillies shut out the New York Mets yesterday 4-0. In the rest of the league, Milwaukee shut out Cincinnati 7-0. Yasiel Puig hit a 3-run homer, and the LA Dodgers finished a sweep over Colorado 5-2. Cleveland's Jason Kipnis hit a walk-off grand slam for his 1,000th career hit, and the Indians beat the Chicago White Sox 4-1. The Yankees beat Boston handily 10-1. Seattle shut out Houston 9-0, and Oakland shut out the LA Angels 10-0. Auburn Tigers tight end Jalen Harris announced yesterday that he'll use the NCAA's new four-game redshirt rule to transfer from Auburn and play his senior season elsewhere. Harris played mostly as a blocking tight end. His time at Auburn ends with 4 receptions for 33 yards and a pair of touchdowns. He'll seek a grad transfer opportunity in the spring and have a year of eligibility remaining. In some NBA news, Dallas Mavericks owner Mark Cuban will donate $10 million to organizations that promote women in leadership roles and combat domestic violence after the NBA found, quote, serious workplace misconduct by former and current employees and improper or ineffective management. The NBA launched an investigation 7 months ago that came following a Sports Illustrated report in February, which described, quote, a corporate culture rife with misogyny and predatory sexual behavior that spanned decades in the Mavericks organization. The report included numerous allegations against former CEO and President Terdima Usuri, who left the Mavericks in 2015. The Mavericks are also required to implement NBA-mandated sanctions, including changing reporting, staffing, and policy to improve workplace culture. And Minnesota Timberwolves shooting guard Jimmy Butler has reportedly requested a trade ahead of the 2018 NBA season. On Wednesday, The Athletic reported that Butler has provided the Timberwolves with a list of the 1 to 3 teams with whom he would be willing to sign a contract extension. According to ESPN, Butler's 3 preferred trade destinations are the Brooklyn Nets, Los Angeles Clippers, and the New York Knicks. 7:46 now on FM Talk 106.5, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. Don't forget about Happy Hour at Butch Cassidy's Monday through Thursday from 3 until 7 p.m. featuring 2-for-1 hot wings, $2 domestic beer, and $7 for select pitchers. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
From the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, eastbound I-10 between Range Line at 65, we've seen some delays, so be careful if you're traveling in those areas. As Mobile Police Department still there at Airport and Wesley Avenue and Old Shell and Upham and Moffitt and House Ferry. They've got one at Cottage Hill west of Hillcrest, moving up into a parking lot as we've still got a lot of radar in the school zones. Be careful. Enjoy a West Coast wine-bearing dinner at the Trellis Room inside the Battle House Hotel. They're teaming up with Alabama Crown to host a 5-course, 5-wine-bearing dinner. Call 338-5441 for reservations. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly sunny skies today with isolated thunderstorms. Highs will be in the lower 90s. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, a few afternoon thunderstorms with highs in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Boo Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, BachelorService.com. Certification 17070.
750 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on the way. Captain Bobby Abruscato will join us with the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report. You know, I got to slip out over the weekend and got on some fish. We'll talk about that. Awesome. How you can put that in your to-do list for the weekend. Also, Rob Holpert joins us at 8:35. Rob with Lanyap. Their cover story this week is about the crash of the Sunset Limited and 25 years ago, coming up September 22nd. We'll get into that in just a second. Now, let's check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Governor Kay Ivey wants you to know the state is actively working to increase correctional and mental health staffing in state prisons. Governor says, quote, "We are working best and fast as we can. Just because you have to hire more folks, it does not mean they are available." Last Friday, U.S. District Court Judge Myron Thompson ordered the Alabama Department of Corrections to show why it should not be held in contempt of court for failing to meet deadlines for increasing mental health staffing in state prisons. Last year, that same judge said mental health care in Alabama prisons were, quote, "horrendously inadequate" and violated the Eighth Amendment's prohibition on cruel and unusual punishment. That ruling in response to a 2014 lawsuit filed by the Southern Poverty Law Center and the Alabama Disabilities Advocacy Program. Governor Ivey in Birmingham earlier this week said the state has already set aside, quote, "a bunch of money" to hire additional correctional and medical officers and to enlarge the contract with prison health care contractor Wexford Health Sources, Inc. Earlier this year, the legislature voted to increase funding for the prison system by $80 million over 2 years, with the majority of that funding intended to address the problems with understaffing and health care. This weekend, you and your family are invited to bring more awareness to an important cause, and it's happening nationwide. The Alzheimer's Association Walk to End Alzheimer's is touted as the world's largest event to raise awareness and funds for Alzheimer's care, support, and research. Sunday, September the 23rd, meet at the USS Battleship Memorial Park. Registration is 1:30 p.m. Ceremony is at 3 p.m. and the walk is 3:15 p.m. If you have questions, call 205-379-8065. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
The Army National Guard is committed to keeping the country safe and our community secure. Composed of hundreds of thousands of citizen soldiers from all walks of life, the Guard is always ready to respond to local or national emergencies. We protect the homeland. We're always there when called upon, and in every state and territory, we stand guard for our communities. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Alabama Army National Guard. Aired by the Alabama Broadcasters Association and this station.
All right, 752 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here. Like I said, coming up next hour, Rob Holpert from Lanyap joins us. We're going to talk about the crash of the Sunset Limited. Wow, that was 25 years ago, I think Saturday on the 22nd. We'll talk about that with him coming up in just a little bit. Time now for the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report with Captain Bobby Abruscato, brought to you by McCoy Outdoor Company. They're just west of Spring Hill Avenue, just west of 65 on Spring Hill Avenue. And Macklin and the crew at HMS Marine Electronics, home of Garmin, featuring ultra-scanning sonar. Choose HMS Marine Electronics for your fish-finding technology needs. HMSMarineElectronics.com or HMS Marine Electronics on Facebook. And y'all, here he is, star of the show, my buddy Captain Bobby Abruscato. Good morning.
Question for you: is it hot enough for you?
Oh my gosh! But you know, this is the thing. So you and I got to slip out Sunday morning. All right, Tim. Yep. So that north wind was coming down, and it actually felt pretty darn nice at our before sunrise run. It was nice and cool, but that lasted till the second the sun got up over the horizon, and then somebody turned on the propane heater, and I mean, it's been on all week.
Well, I'm telling you what, it's incredible, and it's hard to believe, man. We're coming to the end of September. Hey, I got news for the listeners. That cat that's on the radio there, he's not just a pretty voice behind the microphone. That cat can catch some fish, too. So let me just tell you all that. Well, I get just to do the report, but that cat can catch them.
You've been training me for 20 years, man. I'm just a good student. You and I had a good trip on Sunday, and this is part of what's happening this time of year. Even though it's August hot in September, the fish are moving, the fish are changing, and the bait's moving.
See, I told you he could do the report right there. There it is. That's, you just told the whole story right there. No, man, that's the deal. We saw it. I mean, it was there was a lot of moving bait, a lot of shrimp. You know, when I say bait, I'm talking about shrimp. The whole key of the Mobile Bay fishery, is the shrimp migration. And there was a lot of shrimp on the move, as we saw, and we keyed a lot on that, dude. We were, and that's what I've done all week, is you look for those signs in the form of feeding fish, slicks that, indicate feeding fish. But we would see just a few gulls diving here and there, and they were diving on shrimp, and when we got around those shrimp, we caught fish, and that's kind of going to be the pattern, really until it cools off. You're going to... There's so many shrimp moving through the bay right now, and the fish are staying with those. You really have to kind of stay on the move and look for those signs. And then nothing's really going to change until it cools off. I think we're supposed to get a little bit of a cool off next week sometime. But, you won't see any kind of, big change in that pattern. It's a run-and-gun deal, and keep your eyes open for those signs.
Yeah, that was one thing, too. There's a lot of people in the fall and the early winter talk about, we're fishing the delta, the north end of the bay, because the shrimp are falling out. But the untold story is the fish going up, the shrimp going up the bay to get into the delta.
That's right. And there are literally swarms of them. I was talking to a guy yesterday I ran into, and this is just like a huge bumper crop of shrimp this year that are moving that way, which is a good news. It's good to hear that it's that healthy. But they said that there's a... Just a mass of shrimp moving up the bay right now, and they're the shrimp boats I saw working up the bay never shut their engines off all day, and they don't run those engines just because they like burning diesel. they're catching shrimp when they're running those engines. So anyway, there's a lot of shrimp up in the bay. There's a lot of shrimp still down in the sound too, especially on the northern ends of the sound. Kind of the same pattern down there. If you get more of an easterly direction or even southeast, which is what we're supposed to have this weekend, that wouldn't be a bad place to go. The water down there obviously is beautiful right now, just because we hadn't had a lot of local rain, other than just showers and stuff, which doesn't affect the water clarity. But so the sound might not be a bad place to go if you want to fish down towards the lower end of the bay. I'd stay on the north end of the sound in the marsh area and do the same thing. Keep your eyes open for anything that's giving away shrimp on the surface. And you're going to find schools of fishing. It might be in an unlikely place. It's not spot fishing. Like I said, you got to really kind of fish a pattern and be on the lookout for fish giving themselves away.
Yeah, you're fishing the migration, but you did mention marsh there to me, and got me thinking about redfish too down in that. How's the red fishing been? You and I caught a few the other day, but how's it been down at the south end of the bay?
It's good. That's a good. Steady, stable fishery. Those redfish, especially the juvenile, the smaller slot size fish, smaller medium size slot size fish, live in that marsh. You can go and fish points and creek mouse and things like that, and you're going to stumble across some reds, especially if you can get your hands on some live shrimp.
How's that been? Can you still do that?
It's a little tough. I would call before if you're planning a live bait trip, I would make a few phone calls before you go and sit and waste some good quality fishing time waiting on a shop to open and find out they don't have any shrimp. So, and as we saw the other day, and it's been me, I haven't worried about it. If I couldn't get it, we did just fine on artificial bait. So don't cancel your trip because you can't get shrimp.
All right, do this. If people want to book a trip with you for this great fall fishing, talk about doing that.
No, let's just go to ateamfishing.com. That's the easiest way to get us, and it's got both our phone number and our contact information on there. You can hit us on the internet or give us a call.
All right, Captain, we will see you soon, and hopefully somebody will turn the air condition on here within the next week or so.
All right, gang, y'all have a great weekend.
Will do. Captain Bobby Abrascato and the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report, brought to you by McCoy Outdoor Company. What's up, crew at McCoy? What's up, Chippy? And the folks at HMS Marine Electronics. Hey, Macklin, we'll be right back. Hour number 3 of Mobile Mornings starts next.